A Western Massachusetts city with a vibrant and diverse poetry community has a new poet laureate. The Northampton Arts Council has announced the appointment of Karen Schofield as Northampton's ninth poet laureate. Schofield is a U.S. Army veteran and teaches writing to engineers at UMass Amherst. She spoke with WAMC's Pioneer Valley Bureau Chief Paul Tuthill.
It's a huge honor. It was when they reached out to me, I was incredibly surprised and honored and really pleased that they did that. I'm following in the footsteps of eight former poet laureates who are just some of my heroes in the writing world. And getting to be ninth in line for that feels pretty great.
So how does one become a poet laureate?
I wish I had a great answer besides being the, trying to do the best work that you can, working hard at your writing, but also being a good literary citizen. I hope some of the reason that I was chosen for this spot is because that I'm not only writing poetry that's being published, but also because I've been going into schools over the years and doing classes in poetry and revision exercises and those sorts of things, and trying to be engaged in the community as much as I can. That's part of being poet laureate. And it's helpful that I certainly, it's a small community, so certainly I know most of the poet laureates and know lots and lots of the poets who are out there. So I think that's helpful, too. It's a small little world that we're in.
Now, you have a two-year term as poet laureate, as I understand it. And
yes.
And what are your plans? What are some of the things that you'd like to accomplish during those 2 years?
Right. So luckily, Amy Driansky, who is passing off, I don't know what to call it, the mantle, the crown of the last poet laureate, has really gotten me set up, especially for this month, of some projects to consider and some readings to do. So she and I are going to do a reading together at the Florence Poetry Festival. I think they call it the Carnival, the Poetry Carnival. And so we're going to do that at the end of this month, which we're really excited to do. I'm going to be part of the Northampton Arts Council, produces a little poetry chapbook in addition to showing artwork from the community, and I'll be part of putting that together, soliciting people for sending in poems and those sorts of things to be considered for that. And Amy Driansky is also working on a poetry rain project, which is something that was started by Mass Poetry, which is kind of the big poetry organization for the state of Massachusetts. And what that is using special paint, we'll have some short poems put on sidewalks in Northampton. And when those poems get wet, they appear, and when it dries, they go away. So that's some of the things that are coming up. I also want to continue to go into the schools in Northampton and surrounding communities. I'll be at Smith Vocational at the end of this month as part of National Poetry Month, which is what April is. And, and we'll continue to do those sorts of things. And I have some other ideas, too, and we'll see, what I can put together and make happen over the next couple of years.
Very nice. Now, you've said you have a couple of books that are published, correct? You've got one that's going to be published shortly, right?
Yes, in August. It's coming out with W.W. Norton. It's called Battle Dress. It's on my experiences and time and kind of thinking about the culture of the military. I'm a U.S. Army veteran, and so it's about a little bit about the training of being a soldier, and specifically a female soldier, but also about the language and customs of the military and those sorts of things. That one's coming out this August.
And you relay these experiences through poetry as opposed to some other form of narrative.
Right, though I would say that there is storytelling that's involved in the book, not in every poem, but certainly pieces of stories, and occasionally my story are in there as well. So I would not say that it's all lyric poetry, which doesn't have narrative to it, but there are definitely those story bits and storylines that run through the book.
How do you write a poem? What are some of the things what are some of the mechanisms, if that's the right word, do you use?
Right. So how do I write a poem? I mean, I sort of want to start by saying very painfully sometimes, and then very easily and simply at other times. And you never know which one you're going to get when you sit down, which is a frustrating thing. But maybe that's true for everybody's work day, that if it's a Monday, maybe it's not so much fun as a Friday. But I think for me that it really is making myself sit and write, because there's so many other things to do. Like, I have a stack of dishes that's staring me down right now, and it's really easy not to write. And so making myself sit and work on it, it seems like a very simple and obvious thing, but is also sometimes a very difficult thing. And then just making myself revise, because in general, the first draft of anything that I write, I have no idea what's going on in it, and it went someplace terrible, and I wrote, you know, really, it, you know, I look at these lines, and I'm like, gosh, that's so embarrassing. And that's okay, too. That's part of the drafting process, and then letting the language slip into something else, which is a great thing that I feel like my brain sort of gets to do without me being conscious of it and without pulling it in a certain direction. But making myself get to that space. But mostly it's just hard work. It's like anything. It's a different type of work from, you know, shoveling a ditch or your driveway or something like that. But it's still in its own way very hard work.
Do you have a poem you'd like to read?
This is called On Veterans Day, My Daughter Wishes Me Happy Veterinarians Day.
All right, this is from the book that's going to be coming out in August.
The sound of explosives disrupts the species' memory of migration. Young ducks huddle at the burning ponds. They'd fly, but where? Magnetic north, a confusion in the air, tracers falling to the ground. The horses, even the battle-trained, wheel in confusion, the simple whites of their eyes. My sergeant called what I did with a handgun the needless slaughter of worms. He said, Schofield, you're a crime against fishing. Early in the morning, my daughter's hair in a regular nest, the peeping of fledglings. In my hands, a bowl, the silverware serrated. What springs from those hands is a bludgeon of doves. That's it.
Thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
Merely that I am excited and so grateful to the Northampton Arts Council for including me in the next 2 years of helping to make arts an even more vibrant place and more prominently displayed as part of the community and as part of the Valley. I am delighted to help them in whatever way I can, and happy to see what the next 2 years brings.